Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show. Ang pag-uusapan natin today ay ang article na nabasa ko from the Daily Wire, which is very interesting. Sabi dito, poll finds majority of scientists at British universities agrees that sex is binary. Wow! Finally, nakakita sila ng common sense. Majority of scientists agrees na sex is binary. Reading the article, a poll of scientists found that a majority of respondents view sex as binary while most believe gender is fluid. According to a report published over the weekend in the UK, The Telegraph published a story on Saturday that said that the newspaper conducted a survey with Censuswide, a market research consultancy headquartered in London, of almost 200 scientists at British universities from 2023 to 2024. Sex is biological classification, while gender, in modern times, generally refers to societal expectations of the two sexes. Pollster received feedback showing 58%, a whopping 58% respondents believe sex is binary, while the caveat that excludes rare cases involving intersex individuals. The Cleveland Clinic says people who are intersex have genitals, chromosomes, or reproductive organs that don't fit into a male/female sex binary. 29% of responders agreed with the statement that sex is non-binary, while 13 of respondents did not share a view on the question or preferred not to say. So the rest of the article, they talked about the gender fluidity naman. Pero let's focus on that sex is binary poll. Ang idol ko na si Matt Walsh, he likes to find the dark cloud dyan sa sunny day. And ang ayon sa kanya, which I agree din, is 58% lang ng respondents ang nagsasabi na sex is binary. Ganun kababa. Sabi dito sa article, majority of scientists daw in the UK believe that sex is binary. Pero 58%, almost hindi pa umabot ng 60%. Imagine niyo daw na 58% lang daw of physicists believe that gravity exists. Hindi ba? Medyo nakakabahala yun. The mere fact na ganito kababa. Something very biological, something very common sense na may dalawang sexes. And ang caveat daw dito is yung intersex. I would agree na ilan sa mga intersex are mahirap i-classify yung genitalia. But it doesn't mean na kung mahirap or ambiguous i-classify, it doesn't fall na on either male or female. May napanood ako minsan yung video ni Rationality Rules, ang kanyang defense kung bakit kailangan gender is fluid is because of these intersex individuals, which we should be charitable about sa mga intersex kasi mahirap yung pinagdadaanan nila. Nagbanggit si Rationality Rules ng case of an intersex na for a big chunk of his life ay akala niya female siya because he's developing female secondary sex characteristics. Ano itong secondary sex characteristics? Ito yung panglabas na anyo. Kapag malaking breast mo, baka hindi mo i-consider na man boobs lang to, baka isipin mo babae ka. And ito yung reason kung bakit yung iba pinupush nila na nag-exist yung transgenderism dahil sa secondary sex characteristics. Pero karamihan naman sa mga transgender, Ay, sorry. Schmranch Blender. So, hindi na natin sasabihin yan sa... Dahil may video na tayo sa YouTube, medyo iiwas na tayo sa paggamit ng terms na yon. So, karamihan sa mga... Kapag sinabi kong Schmranch Blender, alam na, okay? Moving forward. So, karamihan naman sa mga Schmranch Blender ay hindi naman intersex. At karamihan naman sa mga intersex ay hindi Schmranch Blender. And ito yung sabi ni Rationality Rules. May isang intersex daw na akala niya female siya because nag-develop siya ng secondary sex characteristics na pang female until paglaki niya, mas nagiging clear na yung genitalia niya eh pang lalaki. So, paano daw yun? Di ba dapat maging Schmlanz Blender yung person na yun? Well, hindi naman. And we could make a case na dapat male pa rin yung kategory niya sa mga legal documents. Ang mabibigay kong analogy is si Mahal, di ba? Si Mahal, kung maalala ng mga tao, si Mahal, search nyo si Mahal. Nung sumikat si Mahal, 18 years old siya, pero mukha pa rin siguro 3 taong gulang lang. Nung sumikat siya noon sa Channel 7, sa SST ko pa yata siya nakita salo-salo together. And hindi makapaniwala ang mga tao na 18 na si Mahal nung time na yon. So imagine niyo si Mahal, kunwari gusto niyang manood ng R-rated film, dapat ba siyang harangin ng guard dahil mukha siyang 3 taong gulang? Ang totoo niyan, adult na si Mahal, pero despite na mukha siyang bata, legally, ay kung ano yung tamang edad niya, yun dapat yung edad niya sa mga documents. And ganun din pagdating sa sex. And aminin natin, there are hard cases. We should be charitable about the hard cases. Pero we don't sacrifice the truth for these hard cases. And yeah, yun lang masasabi ko. This is an old article and I'm just pre-recording this episode. But this is worth discussing and telling you guys what I think about it. Sana in the next few surveys ay mas tumaas pa ang polling ng mga British scientists sa paniniwala that sex is binary. We only have male and female sexes. Until then, medyo matakot muna tayo because I think the world is coming to an end. This has been another episode of the J.A. Roga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is J.A. Roga of the J.A. Roga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.